Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Guys, today's episode is brought to us by America's Print Show, which takes place on Wednesday, May 8th and Thursday, May 9th at the Huntington Convention Center in Cleveland, Ohio. Once again, America's Print Show will partner with industry manufacturers, associations, industry influencers, educators, printers, all in an effort to expand on the success they had back in August 2022. What's even more compelling about America's Print Show is they have decided to sponsor and support the PrintSmart Summit, which is going to be held on May 7th, the day before America's Print Show. So you can join us at the PrintSmart Summit, which is going to be this cutting-edge gathering for print tech enthusiasts, industry experts, anybody who's ambitious about the future. We're going to delve into artificial intelligence, smart printing. We're going to explore the latest advancements. And I got to tell you, we got a lineup of speakers that's second to none. We got Google, the Marketing AI Institute. We got IBM. I even got an attorney who's done a bunch of work in AI who will cover some of the legal aspects. And we have a wonderful sponsor in Mindfire Incorporated and their CEO, Dave Rosendahl, who is my guest today speaking. It's going to be a who's who in terms of speakers, but also a who's who in the audience. You got to be there. Again, my thanks to America's Print Show for sponsoring this and supporting our ability to get people like Dave on the docket. Now, one of the things I wanted to do today was spend some time with Dave and get an understanding of, or at least a little tease of what his presentation is going to be like on May 7th at the PrintSmart Summit. His presentation is called The CEO's Vision, AI and the Future of Printing. It's basically a perspective of integrating AI into the printing business, and he's already doing that. If you know Dave like the rest of us do, you know, he's certainly passionate about this industry, but he's also passionate about enabling a new day for the printer. And AI is going to have a lot to do with that. Dave Rosendahl is the co-founder and president of Mindfire, a company that has worked with places like BMW, Microsoft, and over 15,000 companies. And under his leadership, they have developed an innovative platform that integrates multiple marketing channels. Now AI is going to start to play a role even in direct mail. And so what I wanted to get from Dave today was a little bit of his perspective on the landscape of AI in the printing world and its impact. And so I asked him, what gives, Dave? What is this whole AI thing all about? And here's what he had to say.
So, Mark, I think that printers have a lot of opportunity with AI, but what I hear from many of our clients across North America is that there is trepidation, you know, there's fear from many of these owners around, hey, are we too late already? What is it that we don't know that we need to know about AI? I hear from the sales folks, the production folks, the folks that are, you know, making the print company work, that they're scared about losing their jobs, right? Is this something that's going to take my job and is going to replace me? Is the world changing so quickly that I don't have any time to catch up? And so what I want to bring to the event is not only some insight around where I see the world headed as it relates to the print community specifically, but also a bit about what some of the companies that we're working with are doing with AI technology that doesn't replace people, but makes the people that you have smarter, better, more efficient, more effective, and that gives these organizations something new and different to sell to their customers. Most of the folks that we work with here at Mindfire are direct mail printers or some way involved in the production of direct mail. And so many brands out there are looking for new ways to engage people using direct mail. And what I'm going to be talking about in the presentation and the material that we're preparing is how does AI help you do that? And so I'm excited about being able to kind of show the road ahead and not only prognosticate about where we think things are going, but also bring folks real examples of what's happening now.
You got to love Dave's enthusiasm. Where many people see fear and trepidation with AI, I get the feeling that he sees opportunity and excitement. I asked him a little bit more about the specifics of value add when it comes to AI and print. Give it a listen.
Yeah, definitely. I see through the conversations that we have the opportunity to have with print companies and their customers, the brands, that there's multiple points in what we call the omni-channel landscape, because we believe that direct mail is fantastic, but direct mail on its own requires the support of other digital channels like email, social media, ringless voicemail, wallet pushes, etc. And so what I see is the opportunity for printers to not only begin to offer those omni-channel services in support of the direct mail, but also within that framework, the omni-channel framework, there are spots where AI and machine learning add significant value into that picture. And those are things that the print sales reps, the print companies can be selling to their customers. And in many cases, in most cases, they have very little idea as to what those things are and how they can sell them and the value behind those things. So that's what excites me. I think we have a unique opportunity to be able to bring that to the folks that are attending the event and get them excited about the opportunities and not, be scared of what AI could potentially do and all of the things that we hear that it, you know, might end the world and all of that stuff. I want to bring a message of optimism and hope, and specifically some tangible things that these folks, these executives, can walk out of that time that we're together with some ideas about how they can apply it to their business.
I asked Dave what his take was on the fluidity of AI and how we embrace it when it seems to change so much.
The material that I prepare, the material that I bring to the group, is often done in the last 2 or 3 days before the event. Now, don't worry, Mark, we'll be fully prepared and everything will be dialed in. But the reason why that is because things change so quickly. So if I were to start preparing now, and I have a general sense for what I'm bringing to the event, but the point is, if you start preparing now and a month from now the event happens, this technology is changing so quickly that there could be something completely different and new at that point that is germane to the conversation there at the summit. And so I think that's just another reason why there's fear out there. There's a lack of confidence around putting one's arms around this, because really, if you're not plugged in, if you're not dialed in like we are here at Mindfire and some of the folks that we work with, this stuff is moving so quickly and changing so quickly that it's hard to stay on top of.
Now, I don't want to come across as over-enthusiastic or purely optimistic. There is some challenge or fear that is real when it comes to AI. And the biggest question is about job loss and reskilling. And I wanted to get Dave's take on that and how maybe to approach it.
Yeah, I completely agree. First of all, I think, yes, it's certainly going to eliminate some jobs. I don't think we can beat around that bush too long. We're already seeing it. I just got invited yesterday to use the Waymo service, the driverless taxi that we have in California. Yeah, Google service. So, I mean, taxi drivers, Uber drivers, that's getting replaced now by autonomous vehicles that can take you from point A to point B via an app, right? So certainly some jobs are going away. But I think that the opportunity is to look at it similar to what you're describing with the opportunity to augment one's skill set or one's work with the tools that are now available. In fact, before we started recording, I was giving you an example of one of the tools that we use, and I think it's very applicable for a sales team, for a salesperson. It's called Fathom, and this will be something I'll talk about in the material, but it's basically like this Zoom meeting that you and I are in right now. It's a virtual person who attends the meeting. It's a bot, and it's recording everything that we're talking about, and it's creating a transcription automatically behind the scenes. And then it's using the AI that's built into Fathom to create a summary of the meeting. So think about a salesperson. The thing that salespeople loathe doing is updating CRM and putting their notes in and keeping opportunities updated in Salesforce, right? So think about the time that this saves. You're in an hour meeting, and instead of having to go back and look at your notes, within seconds of you finishing that meeting, your next steps are clearly articulated. The pain points that the customer expressed are clearly written down. And so things like that, I think, are what are hopefully that people are going to see are the things that give them wings, that gives them more ammo in their job, and that the trepidation around losing their job is going to dissipate as they see how they can actually use it day to day.
I also wanted to know from Dave what his thought was on job creation from AI. We all talk about job loss, but I do believe through reskilling and embracing this concept, which I think the Print Smart Summit will do, there will be some job opportunity. And I wanted to see what he thought about that. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think that the jobs that are going to be created, or the jobs that are going to emerge from this, are things that don't even exist right now. You know, I think that as my oldest kid is 11 years old. And so, you know, I often think about, you know, what's she going to do in college and what should she be prepared for? And I think if you have kids around, you know, that age, if you have kids that are maybe even a little bit older, the jobs that our kids are going to have most likely don't even exist right now. And so the opportunities within print, specifically direct mail, more specifically, or marketing in general, I think are going to be in the realm of using AI and using machine learning to really finally get at the promise of true one-to-one marketing. You know, we've talked about variable data print for a long time in the industry. I'm relating this to, print and direct mail. And I think that with the machine learning that we have and AI, really, we're going to get much closer to fulfilling the promise of how to send the right message to the right person at the right time, and really do that in a way that goes beyond really the simplistic ways that it's been done in the industry so far. So I think the jobs that are going to be available, the opportunities that are going to be out there, are going to be in areas that, you know, we haven't really even conceived of, but that we're right on the precipice of hitting. I think the other point that I would make here, Mark, is that this technology, this is my opinion, really doesn't care how you or I feel about it. In other words, if I'm scared of it, or if you're scared of it, it's going to happen regardless of how we feel. This is real. This is happening. I often say that it's, for me and the way I look at things, this is as fundamental a change in society as electricity was to, you know, the society that we now live in. So I think it's that foundational. I think it's that impactful. I think it's that extraordinary of an event that it's going to leave a mark on in history, and is really changing the inflection point here. It's an inflection point here, I should say, that is going to change how we work as people going forward. I don't have all the answers, but I certainly have some insights from the customers that we're working with, and I'm excited to be able to bring those to the audience.
Dave's got a lot of great insight. I can't wait for him to present at the Print Smart Summit on May 7th. He will bring it, so to speak. I asked him if he was pretty jacked up about it, and he didn't disappoint.
I was just having a conversation yesterday, actually, with someone who just, I hope they just signed up yesterday and is going to be there with us. He runs a high-volume direct mail print company, and he's, I think, the third-generation leader there in the organization. And, you know, he's on the younger side thinking about, how should I be thinking about AI, and how should I be getting my people to think about it? So he will be attending that summit. I know there's going to be many others like him that are thinking about this, men and women who are already using it to some extent, folks who are not using it at all, and then everybody in between. So I'm excited to be part of the conversation, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Dave Rosendahl, and my thanks to him. Certainly my thanks to Mindfire for sponsoring the Print Smart Summit. My thanks to America's Print Show for sponsoring this episode of Brushstrokes. I hope that you guys are chomping at the bit to get to this summit. We've put an incredible lineup together. Heck, I would probably just pay to listen to Dave. He's in the mix, right? He's from here. He's in the industry. He's working with many of you. And he's not only taking his business and elevating it through AI, he's elevating yours. And so, again, my thanks to Dave for spending some time. Again, the Print Smart Summit is held on Tuesday, May 7th at the Huntington Convention Center in Cleveland, Ohio. That is a precursor to the America's Print Show, which is on May 8th and May 9th. Again, a wonderful partnership of industry manufacturers, associations, industry influencers, and a chance to kind of see the latest and greatest in the world of print. My thanks to all of you for listening. I am so appreciative of it and cannot wait to see you at the summit and at America's Print Show. And until then, please be the buffalo. All the best.